A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, October 30th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about calls for the Prosecutor General, Johannes Tomana, to step down.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and I'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Basically, Mr. Tomana has been compelled by the order of the Constitutional Court. What essentially transpired was that he is the one who came to the Constitutional Court asking for certain relief, which relief was refused, and basically was asking for the Constitutional Court to endorse that he has some independence. The Constitutional Court refused to give that endorsement for that application. And then he actually observed that he was in contempt of three court orders that had been issued prior to him coming to court, and that he had done nothing in terms of obeying those court orders.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the growing calls for the Prosecutor General to step down.
Prosecutor General Johannes Tomana was slapped with a 30-day jail term by the Constitutional Court for Contempt of Court, which was wholly suspended on condition he issues two private prosecution certificates in 10 days.
Tomana defied the High Court and the Supreme Court to allegedly protect ZANU-PF Member of Parliament Munyaradzi Kereke facing rape charges, and also Jane Mutasa, who is alleged to have defrauded Telecel of $1.7 million. Tomana, his backers, who are saying he did not do anything wrong, and that calls to call him for calls for him to step down are misguided.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-469-077. I'll take that number again, sorry. 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah,
kunjalo kufoni. Ngonguka Gibbs nasi tirauti tinge tichitaura nenyaya yemuchuchisi mukuru wenyika vaJohannes Tomana vakanziwo nedare repamusoro-soro reconstitutional court vainge vachaendeswa mujeri kwemazuva anosvika ivo makumi matatu kana kuti 30 days kana vasina kupa mamwe magweta macertificate maviri kana kuti zvitamba zviviri zvekuti vakwanisa havo kuchuchisa nyaya iri kunzi navatomana ivo havakwanisi kuchuchisa. Nyaya mbiri idzi vatomana vanga vati hadzina umbo wakati tsvikiti. Nekudaro vakati ivo vainge vasingadi kuti vachuchise nyaya idzodzi. Nyaya yamai Jane Mutasa vari kunzi ivo havana kufambisa zvakanaka mari inoitaya 1.7 million recharge cards avakatora kuTelecel. Kana kuti havari kunzi vakatora kuTelecel. Poita imwe nyaya yechipiri, nyaya mbiri dzese dzakaitika muna 2010, iri kunzi iyo nhengo yeZANU-PF yeparamende yekubhigitawo kuva Munyaradzi Kereke vakabata chibharo mwana kuMount Pleasant, mwana wehama yavo. Vatomana vakaramba kuchuchisa nyaya mbiridzi vachiti hapana umbowo, asi matare akati aiwa vatomana kana mageza maoko saPirato siyai zvenyu magweta achuchise nyaya iyi vachienderera mberi imi mobuda mazviri asi ivo vari kunzi vakaramba vakatsika madziro vachiramba kuita izvozvi ndo patasvika ipo panapa tiri kuona kuti vakawanda vanopikisa mapata akaita sana People's Democratic Party vana MDC vari kuti aiwa vatomana vari kuratidza kuti haasi munhu angarambe achinge achiita basa raari kuita raprosecutor general wakaona kuti muchuchisi mukuru wenyika ngavasiye basa Gibbs.
Ye kunjaloko zviri kandaba ke Njobo Blessing aibeka kuhle ndaba yetu lamhlanje lapha sikhuluma khona ngomnumzana ke uJohannes Tomana yena umchuchisi womkhulu welizwe leZimbabwe ye utholakaleke iconstitutional court kuthiwa ulecala lokuthi kahloniphi umthethondaba lowo kukhanya ngazani ke lokhu kulandela ukuthi wala ukuthi afake icala omunye wangkhona kuthiwa umnyalazi kereke omele iZanu PF edale lephalamende kuba sokubuya ke lo nkosikazi Jane Mutasa owayekuthelezele Zimbabwe kubhodi yankhona okuthiwa ke kule mali eyi-1.7 million onganayibonakala ukuthi kuhamba njani so ke bamtholeke ukuthiwa ndoda bekumeti ngabantu laba wabadonsele eduze wabafaka-ke emthethwandaba so kuthiwa nxa engazanga ayenze lokhu kuze kukwane kumbe ngithi i-10 days ye kukhanya engazani kungaba lo hlupho namhlanje sikhuluma ke sokusele 8 days ukuthi lokhu kwenzakale sizeza ukuthi kuthiwani ngoba ukuthi bamgwebe laphana bathe 30 days kodwa nxa ukuthi ungakwenza lokhu nge-10 days sabe sikubeke phandle kwejele kodwa ungakuyekela mfowethu baza kuphosela phakathi so ungani kunjalo ke blessing so sifuna ukuzwa ngozulu ukuthi kambe uthini ngodaba lolo njengoba kukhanya kuyenzakala ngokuqala lokhu ukuthi kwenzakale eZimbabwe yeah
of course for those of you who are just joining us a good evening and this is Studio 7 a live talk and tonight on live talk we are talking about growing calls for the prosecutor general Mr. Johannes Tomana to step down. This is after the Constitutional Court had said he was in contempt of court for allegedly or for not issuing two certificates. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Dewa Mavinga, a human rights lawyer. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
And Gibbs, how are you guys?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us. Mm-hmm. And I think we also have our second guest, Mr. Joseph Chuma. He's a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and also MP, right? Pelandaba Mpopoma. Mr. Chuma, Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes,
how is America?
No, America is great. How is Zim?
And
okay.
It's beginning to get cold here.
Mm-hmm. So now to just lay the background here, you know, when the Chief Justice was actually delivering the sentence, here's what he said. He said they were worried about Tomana's behavior. Now let's quote: "His responsibility is to prosecute whoever disobeys the court orders, but he himself turns out to disobey the court orders. That in itself troubles this court. What is troubling the court is an officer of the court who deliberately, not once, but twice, disobeys the court orders." I'll continue again with the quotation. "It is not taken lightly by this court if a three-year-old girl is raped and you refuse to prosecute. It is not taking the law into one's own hands." So let's come to you first, Mr. Chuma. This, Honorable Chuma, this is the first time that a prosecutor general has actually been brought to court and actually sentenced to a jail term. What does it mean for Zimbabwe?
It now proves to the whole world that what we have always been saying is true, that Zimbabwe is a law-abiding country. We want to respect the rule of the law, I mean of the land, the constitution. We want to respect the courts when they make decisions. Those decisions should be binding to anybody, and it does not matter who you are, where you are from, which party you belong to, or which church organization you pray to. You have to respect the rule of law. It's the nature.
Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, do you agree that this clearly proves that Zimbabwe respects the rule of law?
I agree, but that is only half the story. What you need to look at here is that you are looking at a whole prosecutor general, the person who is responsible for upholding the rule of law and ensuring that criminals are brought to justice. And he himself becomes an active participant and instigator of disregard for the rule of law, disregard for court judgment, and ends up being sentenced to a jail term. This is not just an embarrassing position. It shows the height of unprofessional conduct, which goes to the very root of his fitness for purpose to hold the office of Prosecutor General. So what it means really is that this is now a time for introspection, for him to seriously consider stepping aside or stepping down in the interest of professionalism and in the interest of not bringing into disrepute the office of the Prosecutor General. What has happened now shows clearly that there is not enough respect for the rule of law. This is why it has to take the Constitutional Court to sentence the Prosecutor General to a jail term for this thing to come to light. So we are faced with a huge crisis which can be resolved easily with, firstly, Tomana stepping down, and secondly, apologizing for this. I think it really amounts to gross misconduct, and taking the necessary steps to restore public confidence in the rule of law in Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs.
Yes, pinda kugonapo ngasibuya kuwe Baba Chuma. Kuyakhanya ukuthi lapha ke ye kuyenziwe konke isigwebo lesi. Kodwa isigwebo lesi ubona zani sibe yiso sibili esipondileyo kumbe undoda lowo kade kumele avalelwe.
Imithetho ivele iyavumela into ezinjalo ukuthi uyabona ukuthi isigwebo kodwa uphinde futhi hayi kodwa ungenza lokho isigwebo lesana siyafaka eceleni. So angiboni ukuthi kule nto embi ngakhona okwenziwe yiso. Into eqakathekileyo kumele siyinakelele ukuthi thina njengoluhlu lwaseZimbabwe, njengozulu weZimbabwe, ngabantu abafuna ukulalela nokulandela imithetho yethu ngoba yile esiyifakileyo, yibe esayivumayo. Ngakho-ke lokhu kutshengisela ke ukubana konke lokho lokukhulunywa ngamazwi lawo asilisayo ukubana iZimbabwe kayilandeli imithetho njalo kayayithakazeleli ukubana ibambe imithetho okuphezulu kungamanga. Kodwa manje-ke omunye wabo abantu abasezemthethweni usethole isigwebo esinjalo ngumina othi wona uyenze into engayisiwo. So khonoko kumele kuhle kuvale imilomo, kuqume imilomo yamabritish abemelika kini khona ngapho belokwazi hhayi thina lapha eZimbabwe ungayenzi into engayisiwo. Isandla eside somthetho siyakufinyelela, singawuvunyelela siyakubamba noma ungubani.
Hhayi, siyakuzwa ke Baba Juma, he says you know, people, you have to obey the law, you know. The law is the law. That's it.
Regai tidzoke kwamuri vaMavinga tichitarisa iyo nyaya iyoyi. Pane chikonzero here chekuti vaTomana vasiye basa kana kuti vanofanira kungotedzera zvataurwa nedara?
VaTomana vanofanira kuita zvinhu zviviri kana zvitatu. Chekutanga, hongu vanofanira kusiya basa nekuti hunhu hwavo hwekuzvidza matare vachitaurirwa kakawanda nemitongo yematare yekuti itai zvakati kuti ava vapinde pamberi pematare vaferefetwe vapinde pasi pemuchuchisi vachiramba, zvichiratidza kuti vapinza zvido zvavo ivo pamberi pezvido zvemitemo yenyika. Saka nekuda kwenyaya iyoyi vamhura dare, vazvidza matare eZimbabwe, vanofanira kusiya basa ravo nechimbi chimbi. Chepiri, vanofanira kukumbira ruregerero kumhuri yeZimbabwe kuti vaita kuti hofisi yavo yavanga vakabata iko zvino ive inosvoreka neunhu hwavo, nekuti nyaya yavaita haisi nyaya diki. Mukaona munhu mukuru ane chiremerera chine basa ravaTomana achisungirwa kuti aende kujeri kwemazuva makumi matatu, harisi dambe. Inyaya yahombe haisi nyaya yekuti vatakona kumbira pamugogo remotokari, inyaya yekuzvidza matare. Saka inofanira kutoti iende mberi kuitira kuti tigone kuti tiratidze vana veZimbabwe kuti zviro kwazvo Zimbabwe ichiri kuremekedza mitemo. Pasina izvozvo rangu wadonga watonga muzinda wenyuchi hapana achaziva kuti chinenge yangu vanjake njake hapana anenge achitevera mutemo nekuti ivo vakabata masimba emutemo chaivana vato mana vari kuita zvavanoda vari kuitawo madiro acho china hazvigone kuti zviitike munyika inoremekedza mutemo zviri kuitika muzimbabwe izvi
Saka panofanira kutorwa matano hanzi mhuka haife nekuhukurirwa asi nekurumwa
kucho lapo fani so kuluma sizvo mhuka what
mhuka haife nekuhukurirwa asi nofane kurumwa you know if you are hunting right if you take your dog out for hunting and then it's just barking and not biting the wild animal, it makes no sense. You know, you will not kill any game by barking.
You must bite. Baba Dube, what's your name?
I'm going to go to the house. Ukubophisa abantu cause neimali badla bonke ngotsotsi laba bantu
so ujongani mfowethu
hayi ngijonga ukuthi cause ni uyehle ngani ukuthi yena vele ehle ebafaka icala ukuze funa ukubonela kanjani mfene yena vele umsebenzi wakhe wazi kunama-tips abawenzayo lapho mina yasola mani
so kodwa ubona ngazani ke isigwebo selesi abamtshaye ngaso singabe sime njani 30 days kodwa yasuspend
nesigwebo sakhona lesamboni ukuthi sizophumelela because vele izinto lezenziwe emakhoneni lezo just kuvalwa abantu nje imsoti nje sodwa
so kodwa kujayeleke kanganani ukuthi ezibabhuze kuthiwa kulo muntu onjengo-prosecutor general osedonselwe khonangalo emthethwandaba bamgweba kuyaye kwenzakala khonokho
Eyi lokhu kukhombisa ukuthi ilizwe lethu seliphelile ke manje umuntu yokuqala liyokwenzakala li lalisemangala sinje sikhona lapho South Africa masizakhunywa kanje hhayi izinto ezidikile manje angazi ukuthi kuzokwenzakala kathini
yeyokuqala
le
iyaqhubeka baba qhubeka
intinto yokuqala liyokwenzakala elizweni le angazi ukuthi umthetho wezimbabwe ukuphi manje akubi njengami khona lapha I think in the 7 years ungasaya ekhaya so manje ekhaya le abantu bathi ebulawe ngindaba zazinalezi zezanu eish zenkingeni wona
kodwa ke nxa sikhangela ke ezimbabwe wena uthemba kanganani umthetho ndaba wezimbabwe
yazi umthetho ndaba wezimbabwe yazinanyamangala yazi ukuthi yabona ngokubona kwami yabona izanu izani yiyo ethetheni ethethe ilizwe ni so mna kubona kwami bona zathi kumele behlale phansi namgabe le committee yakhe ni ethuze umuntu ombonayo omthembileyo ni emfake laphana esikhundleni saphile kwenza ukuthi naye ma eyekela esaphila ukuze abantu bemhloniphe cause izani le angeke iphungekelele umuntu iphunge uhamba ngoba yiyo ethetheni ilizwe singajabula kakhulu ukuthi ngimasikeza ukuthi izimbabwe osibuswa ngomunye umuntu o-anda kuzani izani ingadibeleki mara kubusa omunye umuntu
ye kodwa nxa sitshaqho mthembo sitshaqho napho emthethwandaba emakhotsi kambona ubona zani amakhotsi ezimbabwe ame njani uyathemba wena
eyi amakhotsi ezimbabwe sokugcwela isitsotsi nje yabona esha ama-sanctions yiwo ayenza kanje into nje yiyo yonke leyo esh ama-sanctions odwa kuphela
yebudlala
abantu nje kuphela ngiyabonga kakhulu ongena kusidio 7 ngithanda ukubulisa ezihlobo zami ezihlala emhlolihlweni ikhezi le emaphanini kanti kusavolo
yebo phela
libatshela ukuthi ngiyeza lapho ekhaya lapo asikuthi ngidewile
oye usakhona mnumzana
abathi ngisotshalisi nelimtsholi ngiyamthanda
yebo phela hhayi sizwile ba
ngiyajabula kakhulu ngingena estudio 7
ha kakhulu lathi sijabule kakhulu anti ngilungisani hanjo
lungisani Dube
thank you lungisani sibongele kakhulu mndebo
alem ngiyabonga kakhulu umsakazi waya lingavali uhlelo lwenu
hayi okay no sizwile mntomdala thank you so much Tups sibongele baba
Thank you.
Yeah, according to Lungisani Dube, you know, he doesn't trust the courts in Zimbabwe. He says, it seems as if ZANU-PF is in charge and nothing moves. And he says, basically, there's need for new blood still in Zimbabwe, even if we were not discussing this issue. And at the end of the day, you were saying that why really did the prosecutor general fail to prosecute these people? He posed that question.
We have some messages on WhatsApp. First, we have Webster who says he must comply with the judgment of the Constitutional Court to prove to the general public that he respects the laws of the nation. We have Sam who says Tomana should feel how filthy Chikurubi is. That is Chikurubi Maximum Prison. Why wholly suspended, Quita say he should be thrown inside there and should seize that public office forthwith. We have Silence who says the Constitutional Court is biased. How can they slap and then suspend the sentence? We have Shumbahuru who says the law should take its course since nobody is entitled to be above the law. Reggie says they must face. He must face the music. Mukanya, vanotiwo mtemo ngautevedzerwa. Ufanire kutarisa kuti wabuda mbamani. No Rest says I just think Tomana must be fired because he is going to repeat the same thing several times and he knows nothing will happen to him. We have a caller. Tineme Tereri. Gift Chuma. Makadiva Chuma. Aiwa tiripo. Tipeo pfungwa dzenyu.
Hai maonero angu pako vakuru ava vaifanwa kungovharidzwa kahwani.
Indaa.
Nekuti taneta namutemo wavo wavanongoti mangwana vachinja. Izvo zvitogona kunzwa kunzi nyaya yayo hapasi chii. Munhu anongofanwa kungokandwa muchikurudzi kamwe chete.
Asi kavari kumbozi.
Munhu mukuruwo ano.
Vanga vanzi kamazuva gumi.
Hazvina nebasa rete. Kana achora mutemo achoka mutemo.
Saka muri kuti zvekuti wholly suspended tombosendeka zvimwe parutivi zvanga zvisingafaniri kuitwa.
Zvasingafaniri kuitika zvezvino kuti zvinoenderera pamberi tinongozviziva kuti ndozvavanongoita vakuru ivava vakuru vese mabig fish iwawavo. Kana wangokamanisa munhu ngaangokanda mutemo zvisatombotariswa kuti ndiani kana kuti ndiani.
Asi kavamwe vari kuti at least zvaitwa izvozvo zvinoratidzawo kuti nyika iri kutevedzera mutemo.
Inotevedzera mutemo kwemakore mangani ichitevedzera mutemo. Inotevedzera mutemo ndava zvinhu zvatove mumakomba kudhara zviri kudati zvinyururwe mumakomba.
Vachuma vanokuluma futi gipi.
Chooks, uyanizwa golidhi.
Ndinyakuudza mutane nkosi.
Chuma akusicheresi iqiniso. Ubona zani sigwebo lesi ungabe usibona njani wena?
Isigwebo lesi mina ngangisibona ngezami ingqondo ezimfitshane. Isigwebo esiraiti tivi kodwa lapha ngani engani ngiyasola khona ukancane umuntu nxaya ngabanjwa licala kavalelwe kawana chaye sikuruzi kamachete nje.
Kodwa nxa ukuthi bangakuzwela ke ye ukona Chuma bangakuzwela ke bakunike yena le i-30-day suspended sentence bangakuzwela ke bakunike isigwebo babe sisithi wobuhlezi nkhaya uziwenze lokho esifuna ukuwenze kuyabe ungaqondanga lakho.
Kuyabe kuqondiwe nxa kuyabe kuqondane nam ukuthi kumbeki uqalisa kodwa nxa singakhangela ama-big fish lawo banezinto eziningi sitereka abazenzayo ezisibulalayo tinokuzinhlanzi okuncane bona bethathe i-advantage yokuthi ndaba baphakathi kwe-ruling party siyazi banezikhundla ezinkulu ezidifenda ngezikhundla lezi ezepati.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Juma, sibongile kakhulu Jukes. Kulungile baba. Uchuma, according to Chuma, Mr. Tomana was supposed to be sent to jail straight, you know. He doesn't believe in these suspended terms and sentences, you know.
Before we take our next caller, let's just go to Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma, do you agree with those who are saying Mr. Tomana must step down?
Look, I'll be honest with you. The issue of stepping down to me is not, you know, there, but I think that's a something else for another day. What I think is important, and what I think occurred here is that justice prevailed, and the court showed that the good teeth, like what the other brother was saying, that in Boyna, it's not a rumor that nothing happened. We have got a very clear sort of message to say, if you don't do things rightly, then surely you must expect such measures to happen. So now, the issue of stepping down or not stepping down, to me, I think is neither here nor there.
Thank
you. I think what the court has done is the proper way of doing things. And then if ever there's anything else that needs to be done, I'm sure these guys are under the judicial commission, which looks at such things and the gravity of the matter. Because I'm sure even him, Tomana, might have his reasons why he actually did what he did. Up to a point by when the court said no, for whatever reason you're doing this, that's not the right thing is this. So, he might have his own defenses. We have not heard from him. So it would be very unfair for us to jump the gun and jump to that kind of conclusion.
Should we be waiting for him, Honorable Chuma? The court gave him a directive to go and issue those private prosecution letters, and he defied the orders of the court.
Sorry?
I'm saying he defied the two orders of the court.
Yeah, that is why I'm saying that. When I look at this whole thing from a very normal and holistic point of view, I think he definitely had his own reasons for doing that. Mm-hmm. And maybe he didn't put it rightly or whichever way. Unfortunately, I'm not a law fundi, so I cannot comment on that kind of matter. But what I can say is that let's wait and see if he's going to comply with this new order that has been issued out. And then we can take it from there.
Mr. Mavinga?
What I can say here is that, look, we need to put the debate in perspective. It is not just up to Tomana's good conscience to step down. It is also primarily up to the appointing authority to take decisive action, because its employee, the Prosecutor General Tomana, has brought the office into disrepute and is not fit and proper to hold that office, because effectively he is now properly described as a criminal and as an offender, a candidate for Chikurubi maximum prison, and therefore not fit to hold the highest office of Prosecutor General. So that's for the appointing authority. And as for Tomana's side of the story, it's neither here nor there. The courts have made a clear ruling, and this is the Constitutional Court. So this is water under the bridge. Tomana is guilty as charged, and now has to comply. In fact, what the Constitutional Court has done is to he has been a bit hesitant because the sentence on Tomana is a bit too lenient. A wholly suspended sentence shows the timidity of the court. They should simply have slapped him with an effective sentence without the option of saying it's suspended.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Hold that thought. We'll come back to you. And we also have Vamsarurwa. Rambai muri parunara Gibbs.
Mnumzana mbazo moyo. Kona mpwe kuande.
Honorable Chuma, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is, we are streaming live, so go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.